Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about when they would do the Avoda year-round of the Ketores. We just described the Ketores and Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol did. So Ketores al Shachar Sukreva Bein Dam Le'Evarim. The Ketores that they would bring in the morning was done in between the Zrikas Hadam of the Karman Tamid and the burning of the limbs of the Karman Tamid. Shel Bein Arbayim Bein Evarim Lanasach. The burning of the Ketores that they would do in the afternoon was done in between the burning of the limbs of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim and bringing the Nesachim of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Nesachim over here is a Korban Mincha that they would bring together with a Korban Tamid each and every day. Normally, when we talk about Nesachim, it just means wine. Over here, it means the Korban Mincha as well, not just wine. So the Mishnah tells us about the Kohen Gadol's Tevi. If the Kohen Gadol was elderly or was overly sensitive, and cold mikvah water would harm him, so then mechamen lo chamen, they would heat up water for him, not on Yom Kippur, but prior to Yom Kippur. Heating water on Yom Kippur is a violation of Bishul, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, and even though you are allowed to do it, letzorach al chol nefesh on Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur is different. Umatilin letoch hatzonein, and they would pour some of that hot water into the cold mikvah on Yom Kippur, Kadesha Tafik Tzinasan, so that the chill of that cold water was removed. So the hot water didn't heat the mikvah water to the point that it would be considered bishul of the mikvah water. I mean, it didn't get to Yatzaledes, you know, the mikvah water didn't get to Yatzaledes, but the hot water that they added into the freezing cold mikvah at least made it more tolerable and more manageable for the Kohen Gadol to go in there, so it didn't feel like the Ari's mikvah or something. And now Mishnah Vav. So the Kohen Gadol did the regular things that he did every morning, but now he got ready to do the things that were special for Yom Kippur. So for those things, he couldn't wear the Bigdei Zahav. Hivi'u le-Beis HaParva u'Bekodesh Ha'Isa. They brought him to the mikvah on top of the Beis HaParva, which was in the Azara. Peresu Sadin Shalbot Beino Levein Ha'am. And once again, they hung up a sheet, a linen sheet, between him and the people to give him some privacy. Kiddush Yadav Ragla v'Pashat. He did a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and took off the Bigdei Zahav. Like we said, any time he removes any of the Bigdei Kuhuna, he's going to do a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Rameir Omer Pashat Kiddush Yadav Raglav. Rameir says, yeah, but it's in the opposite order. First he would take off the clothing, and then he would do a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Yorad V'Tavol Olav V'Nestapig. Then he went down into the mikveh, and he came out and he dried himself off. He vilo big day lovin, and they would bring him the big day lovin, and he would put that on, lovash, v'kiddush yadav raglav. And after putting on the big day lovin, he would need to do yet another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because as we said, the basic rule is, anytime he either takes off or puts on new Bigdei Kuhuna, he does another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that the Ketores that was brought in the morning was in between the Dam of the Zrikas Hadam of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the burning of the Evarim of the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Ketores that was brought in the evening was in between the burning of the Evarim of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim and the the Minchas Nesachim that went along with it. And if we said if the Kohen Gadol was elderly or was otherwise overly sensitive to cold water, they would heat up water on Erev Yom Kippur and add that into the cold mikveh to take out the chill of the cold mikveh. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that they would bring him to the Beis HaParva, they would again give him some privacy, and he would do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, take off his Big Day Zahav. Which one came first, whether it was a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim or the removal of the clothing is Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Meir, and then he went to the mikvah, he dried off, and they brought him Bigdei Lavan, he put on the Bigdei Lavan, and once again he did Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.